And right now we're going to bring on Aaron Fitt of BaseballAmerica.com. Aaron is a college baseball writer for Baseball America. How are you, Aaron? Aaron, are you with us?
Hello.
Aaron, are you with us now?
You sound a little bit distant. I can't hear you real well.
Okay. You hear me now?
That's better. Thank you.
Okay. And you covered the Maryland-UCLA series out in L.A. What were your initial impressions of that Maryland-UCLA series?
I'll tell you, it was a real eye-opener. You know, I mean, Maryland is a program that I think has a chance to catch some people by surprise this year. You know, certainly they snuck up on UCLA a little bit. I mean, I don't think UCLA played very well this weekend. I mean, I should start by saying that. They were sloppy defensively. That really hurt them on Friday and Sunday. Their bullpen did not perform. They let a game get away on Sunday. But you really have to give Maryland credit, I think, for hanging around and you know, doing a better job with the fundamentals. And I think certainly their bullpen looks a lot stronger than UCLA's bullpen, and that's saying something because UCLA gets a lot of really good arms. But I think Maryland has more depth back there and more guys they can rely upon, and that really matters. So all in all, you know, I think Maryland deserved to win the series. And that's, you know, let's not forget. I mean, Maryland, forget about beating ranked teams. They haven't won a road series since 2009. So this is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it certainly is. This team has struggled for a long time. They haven't even made the ACC tournament since 2005. And I know after the series, Eric Backich, he talked about Jimmy Reed is a guy who really did a nice job out of the bullpen. What did you see from him and some of the other relievers that were really notable towards the back end of the bullpen that could help this team throughout this season?
I really liked what I saw from Jimmy Reed. I think he's got a chance to be an impact guy. I mean, he's not real big, so he's a little bit deceptive. He comes in there, a little left-hander, and throwing about 88, 90 miles an hour. But he can just roll that slider in on you over and over again, about 80, 82, and it's sharp. It's got three-quarters, two-plane break, and it just eats up all those left-handed hitters in UCLA's lineup. But, you know, he went two full innings in his second outing of the weekend and still didn't get hit, which means, you know, even going through the order, facing some right-handed hitters, he can be effective. He can bury that slider down in on the feet of right-handed hitters, and I think that makes him really tough. So the guy, you know, he knows what he's doing out there. He's got good command, good feel for pitching, and I think he's going to be a great closer for them.
And one player that's of particular interest over here is K.J. Hockaday, who was a big recruit for Maryland and Eric Backich, and he ended up turning down a big money offer from the Orioles to come to College Park. What do you see out of K.J. Hockaday, a freshman?
He really looks the part. You know, that's the first thing you notice about him. He's physically impressive. You know, he's chiseled looking. He's athletic looking. And he's got a nice swing. I mean, I think he's going to hit for a lot of power, and I think he's going to be a real impact guy from Maryland. I get a chance, you know, in 3 years here to be one of the best players they've had in a long time. Now, he struggled on Friday against Adam Plutko, UCLA's ace, and a lot of people struggle against Plutko, so there's no shame in that. But he came back, I thought he looked better over the course of the weekend. You know, I just think he's got a chance to be a really good player. He was the number one prospect last summer in the Cal Ripken Collegiate League, playing against considerably older competition. It's a pretty solid league, and he stood out.
Yeah, certainly. And for Maryland, it's a chance to have a really nice corner of the infield with Tim Keeney, who also had a really big series, and he's starting to come on after a really slow start to his freshman year last year.
Yeah, Tim Keeney looks fantastic. You know, on Sunday I saw him hit a really moonshot home run, just a really majestic high-arcing home run that hit off the light standard in right field. The guy's got serious power. I think his approach has come a long way. Now, he was really one of the cornerstones of their big recruiting class 2 years ago that we ranked number 25 in the country. You know, I thought Maryland did a great job with that class going up in the Northeast. They got the best guy in lower New England with Keeney. They got the best guy in upper New England, Mike Monville. You know, they got good players in New York and New Jersey, and they did a great job mining all those areas for talent. And now, you know, 2 years later, we're seeing some of those guys get comfortable and really start to come into their own. And Keeney's really the headliner for that.
We're talking with Aaron Fitt of BaseballAmerica.com. And Aaron, what does it say about Maryland head coach Eric Backich to be able to, you know, take over a program that hasn't won anything in almost 40 years, and to be able to bring in this kind of talent to College Park.
It says a lot. You know, I mean, Eric Package is one of the very best recruiters in college baseball. You know, he proved that at Vanderbilt. He did a great job at Clemson. I mean, everywhere the guy's gone, he recruits. And you know, if you ever talk to Coach Package, you know why he's so successful. I mean, his energy is really infectious. He's just one of the great people, I think, in college baseball. And, you know, if I were an 18-year-old kid, I think I'd want to play for him because he seems like he'd be fun to be around, you know. And on top of that, he's really good at identifying talent. I mean, the fact that he signed Tito Culver, you know, as a recruit over some pretty big-name schools, you know, a kid from upstate New York, that's kind of not a common place to find a first-round kind of a talent. Now, of course, Culver signed with the Yankees as a first-round pick, but the fact that they got a commitment from that guy, I think, just shows you how far the program has come, because I promise you, Maryland hasn't lost a lot of first-round picks to the draft in recent years.
What do you think the new CBA's draft portion, how do you think that affects recruiting in the NCAA ranks? Because on the surface, it looks like since there's going to be less money funneled towards these amateur players by the MLB teams, that there's going to be more talent coming into the NCAA ranks.
Yeah, I think that's true, especially you know, after the first 10 rounds. I think that's where you'll really see a difference. Teams won't get blindsided anymore by, you know, a club throwing six figures at a guy in the 19th round. Because if you go above $150,000, you have to pay a pretty significant luxury tax and potentially start forfeiting draft picks. So I don't think you're going to see a lot of major league teams doing that. Now, I still think inside the top 10 rounds, most of those guys are probably still going to sign. I think the way it's going to work is that you know, teams picking near the top are going to have a lot of money to spend in the draft. And all in all, I mean, I think a lot of those guys are still going to sign. But, you know, if you're a player that really is committed to going to college, you know, a guy like last year, a great example was Josh Bell, who was going to go to Texas. He was committed to go to Texas. You know, he ranked as one of the top 10 or 15 players in the draft. But he told all the scouts, hey, I want to go to school unless you give me, you know, $4 or $5 million, whatever the number was. A lot of teams regarded him as too big of a risk to sign. So they didn't bother to draft him. That's why he slipped a little bit in the draft. And it took somebody taking a chance on him. You know, and I don't know that that's going to happen so much now because, you know, if you can't sign your guys, then, you know, you only have so much you can spend on them. You know, so it's not worth, if the guy's pretty strongly committed to going to Cooks College, it's not worth making a pick on.
Yeah, certainly. It's a business, and it comes down to risk and reward for a lot of teams. And speaking of the first-year player draft for Major League Baseball, who are some of the guys on this Maryland team, maybe in the future or in this area, some of the other ACC schools that may come to College Park this year that may be drafted very high in the upcoming draft in June?
Well, to be honest with you, I haven't had a chance really to study their recruiting class for next year. I'm more focused on the guys who are already in school, but I'm sure they've got a pretty good class lined up because I know the job that they've done mining that area for talent, and you know, certainly with the coaching staff that they have, I mean, I think they all complement each other very well when it comes to recruiting. I know that you know, Coach Package is very involved as a head coach with the recruiting part of it. You know, and I think Dan Burton has a lot of energy, and you know, certainly you know, Bernie Walters there is plugged into the talent base in that area as anyone. So you know, I'm fairly confident we've got a good group lined up.
Well, I mean, for the players already on the roster, who's some of the major league talent that Maryland and some other ACC schools already have?
Sure, yeah. You know, Maryland, I think, for this coming draft, maybe there's not as much big-name guys. I think Brett Harmon, who pitched on Sunday, has a chance to be a nice senior sign for somebody. And it's not no big velocity. He is a Tommy John survivor, so there's some medical history there, but and he can really pitch. He's got a great changeup. He mixes his curveball and his slider very well. It's only about 85, 87 with the fastball, but he's got a lot of life and in great command. Some will take a shot on him as a senior, and you know, I think he's not the only one. I mean, I think they've got a couple other guys. I like the shortstop, certainly. You know, he's a really good player there. I mean, he's Rodriguez. You know, he's a guy that makes all the plays at shortstop. He's a little flashy here and there, and I think he's got a little bit. You know, a little bit of line drive in the path that you like. I mean, he's a guy that, again, a nice senior sign for somebody, not an elite guy. But I think looking on the ACC, You know, you've got Richard Schaefer down at Clemson stands out for his big right-handed power. Brandon Klein at Virginia, the former closer turned Friday starter, he's got power stuff, you know, plus fastball, you know, really good breaking ball. You know, Marcus Stroman at Duke's a guy to watch. He's a first-team preseason All-American for us, only about 5'8", but runs it up there 93, 96 miles an hour with one of the best sliders in college baseball. So those are a few names to keep an eye on.
And just to wrap this up, where do you envision Maryland finishing in the ACC after you saw him play UCLA this weekend, if you just had to make a prediction?
Yeah, I think they're in the mix for one of the last spots in the ACC tournament. I still can't envision them breaking into the top six, because I just think North Carolina and Clemson and Virginia, Georgia Tech, Florida State, and Miami, I think those teams are pretty firmly entrenched. And I don't think there's any way, really, that Maryland jumps into that group. But I think they're competing maybe with NC State for seventh place, or, you know, more realistically, probably if I had to pick somewhere, I'd say they probably finish eighth ahead of, like, a Wake Forest or a Virginia Tech or BC. You know, that BC is a team to keep an eye on after what they did this weekend, going down and beating Virginia and Coastal Carolina and James Madison, three pretty good programs.
Wow.
So right now, those are the teams you're looking at. I think, you know, getting into the ACC tournament is critical if you want to get in that large bid, and I would put Maryland right in that discussion.
All right, well, that's some good news for a program that really has, that's something that they haven't really been in a long, long time. Aaron, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure, anytime.
All right, that is Aaron Fitt of BaseballAmerica.com.